We are beginning the Sefer Shabbos, Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, two lines from the top of the Amud, the third word on the line, Rav Yehuda. The sugi here has been discussing the responsibility of people who are in a position of power to be moche, to rebuke others who may be doing something wrong. And the Gemara now relates a story concerning Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, which pertains to protesting against wrongdoing that was done to a certain individual. And the Gemara begins. Rav Yehuda ava Yosef kamei to Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. Asoi hahi, it said there was a certain woman who came, katzafcho, and she was screaming out, kamei, in front of Shmuel, v'loi havi mashgich po, and Shmuel did not pay any attention to this woman. Omar lei, so Rabbi Yehuda said to Shmuel, lei sover lei mar, doesn't the master agree with the pasuk in Mishlei, which Shlomo HaMelech says, oitem oznoi mizakas dal, if somebody closes his ears to the cry of a poor person, gam hu yikrav lo yena, when he will call out to Hashem, he will not be answered. So why doesn't Shmuel pay attention to this woman, to the wrongdoing that was the injustice that was done to this woman who's screaming? The Marsha quickly asks, how could Rav Yehuda say such a thing? Lo sover lei mar, doesn't the master agree with the pasuk in Mishlei? Of course Shmuel agrees with the pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei. What is the havamina that he doesn't? The Marsha explains that since the simple pshat of the pasuk is that one should give tzedakah, one should give charity to the poor, and he should not close his ears from the cry of the poor, so Rabbi Yehuda was asking Shmuel, doesn't the master agree that this is also pshat in the pasuk, that even if it's not related to tzedakah, but merely a judge should listen to the cry of someone who was oppressed and the injustice that was done to that individual, doesn't the master agree that that is also the pshat in the pasuk in Mishlei? To which Shmuel now responds, Omar lei shinina, which means you sharp one, reishcha bekriri, the one who's on top of you, meaning Shmuel, I, your Rebbe, as Rashi explains, who's on top of you, I'm in the cold water. But reisha dereishech, the one who's on top of both of us, the head over your head, which we'll see refers to Mar Ukva, he's Bechamimi, he's in the heat. And as he has to take the heat for not paying attention to the cry of this woman, because Mar Ukva was the Rosh Bezdin, he was the Av Bezdin, and as Rashi explains, the person who has the responsibility of judgment, he is the one who will be punished if he doesn't pay attention to the person who was oppressed. But myself, Shmuel says, I'm not the one who has that responsibility and that power. HaYosef Mar Ukva Av Bezdin. Mar Ukva is the Av Bezdin. He's sitting here. Dichsiv Beis David Koy Amar Hashem. Hashem says to the house of David, who has the power of making judgment, Dinu Laboiker Mishpat, judge in the morning justice, Vitzilu Gozel Miad Oishek, and you should save the one who was robbed from the oppressor, because if you don't do that and you have the ability to render justice, Penteitse Ka'esh Hamasi, maybe my anger, the anger of Hashem, will go out like fire, Uvor, and it will burn, Ve'ein Mechab, and no one will be able to extinguish it, Mibnei Royim Alem, because of the evil of your deeds. The simple pshat is that we see from this pasuk that Beis David, who had the power of rendering justice, they would be held accountable if they did not take up a case of injustice and rule against the oppressor. The Marsha points out that since Hashem uses the words Teitzei Ka'esh Hamasi, that is why Shmuel earlier in the Gemara said that Reisha de Reishach, the Mar Ukva, who's the on top of the one who's on top of you, the head over the head, he will be Bechamimi, he will take the heat. This is alluding to the pasuk that says that Hashem will, his anger will go out like fire, that fire would be directed chas v'shalom to Mar Okva if he doesn't take up the case of this oppressed woman. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav Zeira la Rav Simon. Rav Zeira said to Rav Simon, Laichichinu mar lahani debei resh galusa, that the master should give mussar to the people in the house of the head of the exile, the resh galusa, because they were doing things that were improper, and you should give them mussar. You should chastise them, rebuke them. Amalei, so Rav Simon responded to Rav Zeira, loy mekabli minoi, they will not accept my chastisement, my mussar. Amalei, so Rav Zeira said back to Rav Simon, afal gav deloy mekabli loy chinamar, even if they don't accept it, you should still give them mussar. Tosfos points out that this is only when there is a suffix, a doubt, whether they would accept or not, when it's not clear. But if it would be known 100% to Rav Simon that they would not accept his rebuke, then there is a rule of mutiv sheyu shoygin valyu mezin. It's better not to rebuke them because they will remain as shoygim, doing the aveira without intention, as opposed to rebuking them, and they will not accept it, and then it will be begetter of a maze, it will be done with intention, which is much more severe. There are many halachas concerning this klal of mutav shiu shoygin v'ayum ezidin. For example, if it is something mefurish in the chumash, then we do not say, if it is an issur d'oraisa that's written clearly in the Torah, then we do not say that mutav shiu shoygin v'ayum ezidin. Continues the Gemara. Da Amar Rav Acha Rav Chanina Ma'olam Lo Yatsa Mida Toivim Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Chazer Bo L'Ra Chutz Midavar Zeh, that there was never a time where Hashem promised something good and had charata, he was chozer on that, and he instead did it l'ra, except for this matter, meaning when someone had in his ability to rebuke and he did not rebuke. That's the only time that we find an apostle in Yecheskel that Hashem changed his mind from doing good to doing bad. Where do we see this? Dichsiv. It says in Yecheskel, when Yecheskel had a nevuah concerning Malachi Chabola, angels of destruction that Hashem was sending to punish Klal Yisrael. So, Vayomer Hashem Elov, Hashem said to the Malach of destruction, Avor Betoichir, go into the city, Betoich Yerushalayim, into Yerushalayim, and Vehisvisa Tov Al Mitzchois HaAnashim, HaNenachim VaNenachim, and place a mark, and the mark should look like the letter Tov, the last letter of the Aleph Beis, and place it on the mitzchois v'anashim, on the foreheads of the people. Which people? Hane'enochim v'ane'enochim, those who sigh and moan. What are they sighing and moaning about? Al kol ha'tovos hanases b'soicha, on all the abominations that are being done within the city of Yerushalayim. In other words, this pasuk is speaking about the tzaddikim who are moaning and groaning and sighing over all the terrible things that are happening in their midst. The Gemara explains the pasuk in Yecheskel. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gavriel, Hashem said to the Malach Gavriel, Leich, go, Urishoim, and place a mark, Al Mitzchon Shel Tzadikim, on the foreheads of the Tzadikim, Tov Shel Dyoi, you should put on their foreheads the letter Tov, and you should write on the foreheads with ink, Shelo Yishutu Behem Malach Chavola, that when the angels of destruction come to give punishment on the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, they should not harm the Tzadikim. Val mitzcham shall rishoim, and on the foreheads of the rishoim, you should make a tov shel dam, the letter tov made out of blood. Kidei sheyishlatu bohen malach chavol, in order that the malach chavol should punish and harm those rishoim. The Marsha asks, why was it necessary to place the tov shel dam on the foreheads of the rishoim? It would merely be necessary to put a tuff of dyoi, of ink, on the foreheads of the tzaddikim, and automatically the Malach Chavola would see that those who don't have a tuff should be killed. To which Marsha answers, as we'll see in the Gemara in a few lines, that there were three categories. There were tzaddikim gemurim, they received the tuff shel dyoi. There were rishoim gemurim, who received the tov shel dam, and then there were beinanim. There were those who did not deserve to be totally saved, nor did they deserve to be totally destroyed. They had no tov. on their foreheads. But it was necessary to place a tuf of dam on the Rishonim's foreheads to show that they are not baining them, and neither are they tzaddikim, but in fact they are Rishonim Gemurim. Tosfos points out that the only tuf that we see distinctly in the pasuk is the one that was placed on the foreheads of the tzaddikim. Those were the tzaddikim who were moaning and groaning and sighing over the averas that were done in the midst of Yerushalayim. We do not see beferish in the pasuk that a tuf was put on the foreheads of the Rishonim. This, Tosfos says, it was learned out misvora logically. Tosfos doesn't say exactly what the logic was, but the Gemara felt that a tuf shel dam was put on the foreheads of the Rishonim. Continues the Gemara, Amra midas hadin lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midas hadin of justice said in front of Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, ma nishtanu elu me'elu, why are you putting the tuf of dam on one forehead and the tuf of dioy on the other forehead? What is the difference between the tzaddikim and the Rishonim? Amar lo, Hashem said to the midas hadin, there's a big difference. Halolu tzaddikim gemurim, the ones who have the tuf shel dioy are tzaddikim gemurim, total 100% tzaddikim, v'halolu, and the ones who have tuf shel dam, Rishonim gemurim, they are total Rishonim. And here we see a allusion to the fact that there were also Beinonim. There were those in the middle who were not tzaddikim gemurim, they were not Rishonim gemurim, those are the ones who had nothing on their foreheads, as we mentioned before. Continues the dialogue between the Midas HaDin and Hashem. Amro lefanav, the Midas HaDin said in front of Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, haya biyadam limchais lemichu, even the tzaddikim gemurim, they should have rebuked the Rishonim gemurim, and we know that they did not rebuke them, and therefore they are considered the same as the Rishonim gemurim. Amar lo, Hashem said to the Midas HaDin, goli v'yadu lefanai, it was well known in front of me, she'emichu b'em lo yikavlumem. I knew that if they would protest and rebuke the Rishonim gemurim, the Rishonim gemurim wouldn't accept it anyway. To which the Midas HaDin responds, Amra lefanav, the Midas HaDin says to Hashem, Rabbi Yishalom, Im lefanecha golui lohemi golui, you Hashem, you knew that they wouldn't respond to the chastisement of the tzaddikim gemurim. But did the tzaddikim gemurim know that? They didn't know that. It was a suffix. Maybe they would respond, maybe they wouldn't respond. As Tosfos said before, that when there's a suffix, there's a chiyuv of toichacha. We don't say mutav sheyu shoygin v'yu mezidin. Then one is obligated to rebuke, and they did not rebuke. And therefore, the Midas HaDin says, I consider the tzaddikim equal to the Rishonim. V'hainu dichsiv, and this is what it means in the pasuk, where we see that Hashem changed his mind, and instead of saving the tzaddikim, in fact, they, which refers to the members of the Sanhedrin who had the power to be mocha and were not mocha, they were the first who were punished. V'hainu dichsiv, zokein, bachur psula, taf the nashim, Hashem gave instructions to the Malachi Chavola, to Gavriel, to kill the elders and the young ones and the young girls and the small children and the women, Taharoigu, Lamashkis, and there's the angel of destruction should kill all of these people, but Valkol Isha Sharolov HaTov, anyone who has the Tov, the Tzaddikim who have the Tov of joy of ink on their foreheads, Al Tigashu, don't go close to them, don't harm them. That's what Hashem said first. But then Hashem changed his mind upon hearing the accusation of the Midas HaDin, and he said, Umi Migdashi, from my temple, Tachol, you should begin there. And the Gemara later will say that we have to read it, Mikudoshai, from those who have become sanctified. In other words, from the tzaddikim, not from my migdash, my base of migdash, but rather Mikudoshai, those who have become sanctified through the Torah, through mitzvahs, they are the first ones that have to be punished. Uksiv, Vayicholo Ba'anoshim, they started, the Malach Chavola started with the Haskenim, Asher Lefnei Abayis. They began with the Zakenim who were in front of the Bayis. And who are these Zakenim? Tani Rab Yosef Al Tikri Mikdashi, don't read the pasuk, my temple. Ela Mikudashai, those who have become sanctified. Elu b'nei Adam Shekimu Es HaTorah Kula Me'alef HaTov. These are the tzaddikim, gemurim, who kept the whole Torah from Aleph to Tov. But yet, because they were not mocha, when they could have been mocha, they were punished. Instead of getting saved, they were the first one punished. And that's what Rav Zeira said to Rav Simon: you should give Musar to the members of the house of the Reish Galusa, that even if you think they might not accept it from you, but if there's a possibility that they will accept it from you, you would be held accountable if you did not rebuke them. Umiyad, immediately what happened, after Hashem gave this decree that everyone should be punished, Vehine Shisha Nashim, there were six men, Boim Miderach Shar Elyon, they were coming from the upper gate, from the way of the upper gate, Asher Mofne Tzafoina, which turns towards the north, Ve'ish Kli Mapotzer Biyode, and each one of these six people had in their hands their weapon of destruction, Ve'ish echad b'soichem, and there was one person amongst them, Levush Habadim, who was wearing linen clothes, and this the Medrash says refers to the Malach Gavriel. Ve'kasas ha'soifer b'masnav, and in his loins was the inkwell of the sofer, of the scribe. Vayavoyu, and they came, vayamdu etzel mizbach ha'nechoshes, and they stood next to the copper mizbeach, and the Gemara interjects right away, mizbeach ha'nechoshes mihave, was there at this time, at the time of Yecheskel, a copper mizbeach? As Rashi points out, Shlomo HaMelech already hid the copper mizbeach, and he made a mizbeach of stones, of avonim, which was 32 amas in width. And the pasuk says that the mizbeach and the choshes, which had been in the Beis HaMikdash, was too small to bring all the karbonos of Klal Yisrael on it, and that's why Shlomo made a much bigger mizbeach of stones. So the Gemara is asking, Yecheskel was after Shlomo HaMelech, how could there be a mizbeach of nechoshes there? So the Gemara explains, Amar Lu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, you're right, there's no mizbeach of nechoshes, there's a mizbeach of avonim, but his chilu mimakam sha'imrim shiru lefonai, that you should begin from the place where the Leviim are saying shir in front of me, and the Leviim used to use copper instruments. That's why it was referred to as Mizbeach Nechosh, although it was indeed Mizbeach Shel Avonim. And from here we see again that who was punished first, these are the Choshev people, the members of the Sanhedrin, the Leviim, who were singing Shir in front of Hashem. They were the ones, in fact, who could have protested and did not protest, and they received punishment first. Uman Ninu Shisha Nashim, more asked, who were these six men? What's their names? Amr of Chizda. They are Ketzef, Af, Vechema, fury, anger, and wrath, Umashchis, and the one who destroys, Umashabir, the one who breaks, Umachala, the one who totally destroys, the one who totally annihilates. These were the names of the six people, six Malach Chavala, who came to punish Klal Yisrael. Now the Gemara wants to know, Maishna Tav, why was the letter Tav written, specifically that letter of the whole Aleph Beis written on the foreheads of both the Tzaddikim and the Rishayim? Amar Rav, Rav's teretz is, Tav Tichya, Tav stands for the word Tichya, you will live. Originally the Tzaddikim were supposed to live, the ones who had the ink on their foreheads, they would have a Tav of living. And the Rishayim, they would have on their foreheads Tav, which stands for Thomas, you will die. Ushmul Amr Shmuel has another explanation why it was a Tav. The Tav stands for Tama Schus Avis, that at this time of Yecheskel, the merit of the Avis of Avram Yitzhak Yaakov had ceased. Klal Yisrael could no longer rely on the merit of the Avis. For Rabbi Yochanan Amr, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Tav stands for Tochon Schus Avis, that the Schus of the forefathers of Avram Yitzhak Yaakov should find favor in the eyes of Hashem. It seems to be a very apparent machlokas here between diametrically opposed views between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel says that the Schus Avis has ended in the days of Yecheskel, and Rabbi Yochanan says that the opposite, it should find favor. So Tosfos here asks another question. Rabbeinu Tam says that how can we say Tamas Schus Avis? There's a pasuk we say first of all in davening every day. We daven to Hashem like Avram, like Yitzchak, like Yaakov, and the pasuk says in Vayikra v'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'afes brisi Yitzchak, brisi Avram, Eskor Hashem will remember the covenant of Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. How could Shmuel say here that Tamas Chusavos? So the Rabbeinu Tam wants to answer that there's a difference between the schus avos and the bris avos. That which it says in Vayikrov Zacharti as brisi Yaakov, the bris, the covenant he remembers, but the merit of the avos he does not remember, that has ended. And what we daven in Shmoneh Esrei, that's the bris avos, that's for the covenant of Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. The re, Tosfos brings down, says that there's no argument between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. And this will also answer the Ri's opinion will answer the original question of we do daven to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and he answers that Shmuel is saying that the schus avos doesn't help for the Rishoim, it only helps for the tzaddikim, and Rabbi Yochanan is not disagreeing with Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan is saying tochen schus avos for the tzaddikim. Originally, when the tuf was put on the foreheads of the tzaddikim, that was because the schus avos still helped. Originally, it helped for the Rishoim and the Tzaddikim. Now it stopped, according to Shmuel, for the Rishoim, and Rabbi Yochanan says, but it was still there for the Tzaddikim. So it comes out there's no argument, according to the Ri, between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and that answers Tosfos's question of how we daven to Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and Zacharti is Brisei Yaakov, because that's for the Tzaddikim. And Rashi does not distinguish between Bris and the schus, he argues with the Rabbeinu Tam, and we will see this machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam a little later in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, what does the tuf represent? Resh Lakish Amar, tuf, soif chas mashal kadosh baruch hu. Tuf is the end of the seal. Whenever a king makes a decree, he seals it. The seal of Hashem's decree against the tzaddikim and the Rishoim here was the last letter of the seal of Hashem, which is Emes. The Amar Reb Chanina, Chayish Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Emes. The seal of Hashem is Emes. And Rashi explains why is the seal of Hashem Emes. So the Aleph is the first letter in the Aleph Beis. The Tuf is the last letter in the Aleph Beis. The Mem is the middle letter. So the Mem is the middle of all the letters of the Aleph Beis, and the reason Hashem uses the Aleph and the Tav is, as the Pasuk says, Ani Rishon, V'Ani Achron, V'Ani Hu. From top to bottom, from beginning to end, through the middle, there's one Hashem. So from the first letter of Aleph, through the middle letter of Mem, till the end, the Tav, there is one Hashem. The Rabbeinu Nissim going here on the left side of Tosfos brings down that Abba Talmud Eretz Yisrael Masechta Sanhedrin Amru B'Davazeh Tam Noah, they said a very nice explanation B'Yoyser, it's beautiful pshat V'Nirali L'Kosra, I want to write it down Haina, I want to write it down here V'Hachi Amru, this is what the Yerushalmi says Mao Chayis Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu Rabbi B'Yishem Reuven Amar Emes Mao Emes Amar Rav Avin Shehu Elokim Chaim U'Melech Olam. He's a living, everlasting God. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Aleph Rashad Aleph Beisa. Aleph is the beginning of the Aleph Beis. Mem Bem Tzios in the middle. Tav B'Soifa Loimer. What is this trying to say? The Pasuk in Yeshaya. Ani Hashem Rishon. I never received Shalai Kibalti Malchusa Me'achar. I never received it from anyone else. Umibaladai. And except for me, Ein Elokim. She'ein Li Shutav. I don't have any partner. V'Esachroinim Ani Hu. I didn't get the malchus from anybody, and I'm not going to give it to anybody. I don't have any partner. I'm one Hashem, and that's what the letters of Emes represent. It's interesting, the Mefarshim tell us that the Gemara tells us that sheker ain lo raglayim, that the something that is a lie, it can't stand on its own 2 feet. Eventually, the truth comes out, and the lie falls down. And it's interesting that the letter shin. There are those who write the shin where the shin comes not, there's no base for the shin, but it comes to a point at the bottom. And the kuf has only 1 foot, the resh has only 1 foot. Sheker, ein lo raglayim. So although the letters shin, kuf, resh are all together in the aleph base, but they only have 1 foot and eventually they can't support each other, they fall down. On the other hand, the letters emes has raglayim. The aleph has 2 feet, the mem has a base, the tuf has 2 feet, and although these letters are from one end of the alphabet to the other. They are not next to each other. They're able to stand because the truth stands, and it is in fact the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Now, what does the Tav represent? He has a final pshat. Elu b'nei Adam shekimus ha-Torah kula mi-Alef ha-Tav. These were the tzaddikim who kept the whole Torah from the Aleph till the Tav. So the Tav represents that they have kept the whole Torah from Aleph till Tav. Now the Gemara wants to know, when did this chus avis end? Amarav mimois hoishaya ben Beri, from the time of the nevu of the navi hoishaya. Shenemar, the pasuk says in hoishaya, egles nevloso le'enim aveo, I will reveal the nevelus of Klal Yisrael. I will reveal their nakedness le'enim aven in the eyes of all those who love Klal Yisrael. So I will reveal the disgrace of Klal Yisrael in the eyes of those who love her. V'ish lo yetzilenu, there will be no one to save her. In other words, this alludes that there will no longer be schus avos Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov to save Klal Yisrael from this embarrassment. Mi yadi, from my hands, no one can save Klal Yisrael. Ushmul Omer Shmuel says mi mei Chazoel, that the Thomas schus avos was from the days of Chazoel Shenem, Chazoel Melch Aram, Chazoel the king of Aram, Lochatz Yisrael, he oppressed Klal Yisrael. Kol Yimei Yoyachas, in all the days of Yoyachas, Uksiv, Vayichan Hashem Oysam, that Hashem, Vayochan Hashem Oysam, he was gracious to Klal Yisrael, even though they didn't deserve it, Vayirachamam, and he had mercy on Klal Yisrael, Vayifan Aleim, and he turned to them, Laman Brisoi, because of his covenant as Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov that he made with Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Lo Avash Chisam, he didn't want to destroy Klal Yisrael, Lo Yishlichem Alpanav, he did not send them away from in front of his face, Ad Ata, until now. So Rashi says, Avam Mikan Ve'elach Yishlichem, Lo Ypon El Bris Avos. So here we see that Rashi is saying that Bris and Schus are the same, not like Rabbeinu Tam, that we mentioned before, that there's a difference. And Rashi is saying that when did I keep the schus avos, the brus avos? I kept it ad ata till now, but from now on, tamu, that's tamu's schus avos. Although the pasuk is speaking about bris, Rashi says bris and schus are the same, and from now on, it's going to change. There's not going to be any more zechus. There's not going to be any more bris. However, the Rabbeinu Tam learns his pasuk differently, and he says that the only reason I had mercy on them was because of the bris. The schus is no longer here in the days of Chazoel Melech Aram. The only thing that remains is the bris. So Rabbeinu Tam Shitasa, he distinguishes between schus and bris. We're working here with bris, says the Rabbeinu Tam, and not with schus. Rabbi Kivager points out that in Yerushalmi, in Chelek, it ends off like Rashi, that the diuk is from the word ad ata, ad oisa shoh haschus kayemes, v'hainu kepirish Rashi, says Rabbi Kivager. In Yerushalmi, we see that Yerushalmi agreed with Rashi's pshat. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, when did Schus Avos end? Mimei Eliyahu, from the days of Eliyahu. Shenemer, Vayhi Ba'alois HaMincha, when Eliyahu was having a vikuach with the Nevi'ei HaBaal, it was at the time of bringing the Mincha. Vayagesh Eliyahu HaNavi, he came close. Vayomer, and he said, Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzchak Yisrael, Hashem, the God of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov Yisrael, Hayom Yivoda, now it should be known today, Ki Atu Elokim Yisrael, you're Hashem in Yisrael, Vani Avdecha, I'm your servant, ubidvorcha, and in your words, Asisi has called for my ale, I did all of these things. It explains Rashi that it'll be known today that you remember the bris of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Hayoyim Yivada. So it seems that it'll only be today that it will be remembered, but from now on, there will no longer be schus avos. And Rashi asks, even though we see by Chazal there was still schus avos, Rashi says that was, as the pasuk says, a special rachmanis, vayirachamam, Hashem had special rachmanis on Klal Yisrael, which they really did not deserve. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, continues the Gemara, Mimei Chizkiyo, that Tamuz Chusavis was from the days of Chizkiyo, Shenemar Lemar Behamishrat, in order to have an increase in rulership, Ulishalom Enkates, and no end to peace, Al Kisei Dovin, on the throne of David Vav Mamlachtoi and on his sovereignty, Lahachanoisa, to prepare it, Lasada, to maintain it, to support it, the Mishpat, with justice, with Staka, with righteousness, Me'atvi Adam, forever. What is causing all of these great things to happen? The Pasuk concludes, Kinas Hashem Tzvokis Tazais. It is only the zealousness of Hashem that is causing this. So Rashi says, but not the Schus Avos. The Schus Avos of Avraham Tzvi Yaakov are not causing it, it's only the Kinas Hashem. So from the days of Chizkiyahu and on, it was Tammuz Schus Avos. Continues the Gemara. I'm Rav Ami. Rav Ami said, Ein Nisa Blechet, that there is no death without punishment, without an Avera. In other words, a person does not die unless he has committed an Avera. Vein Yisurim B'Leyovin, and there are no suffering of people without some chet that they have done. How do we know this? Amy Sublay Chet Chsiv, Hanefesh Achaitas, He Thomas. The soul that sins, that soul will die. Ben Lo Yisabav V'Na'av. A son will not bear punishment because of the sins of a father. Va'av Lo Yisabav V'Na'ben. And a father will not bear punishment because of the sin of a son. The righteousness of the tzaddik will be on him, and the evilness of the rasha will be on him. Every person will be responsible for his own good deeds and bad deeds. Ein yisur and b'loyav, and how do we know that there are no suffering unless someone has sinned? When I will visit you, it will be beshevet with a stick. Why? Because pishim, because of the pesh of the avera that you did. Uven egoyim, and when you have negoyim upon yourself, when you have plagues, avoinim, that's because of your oven. So we see, ein yisurin b'loy oven, because the shevet and the negoyim are yisurin, Rashi explains, and they're only coming because of your pesh and because of your oven. So we see from these two psukim that ein misa b'loy chet, the ein yisurin b'loy oven. Meisu, the Gemara asks a question, and now we turn to daf nun hamid beis. Amru malachi asher asof nei kadosh baruch hu, the malachi asher said in front of Hashem, rabbi nishalalim b'nei ma, Kansta Misa Adam Arishin. Why did you punish Adam Arishin with death? And what is the question? The Mefarshim explain, because number one, the Avera that he did was not the severest Avera possible, and also the Midah of Hashem is that he doesn't punish on a person's first Avera. He waits till a person does a third Avera, a fourth Avera. He doesn't punish right away. How come Adam Arishon was punished right away for something that does not seem to be the gravest of Averas? And the Gemara answers, Amar Lahem, Hashem answered to the Malachi Asharis, Mitzvah Kaltzi V'Siv, I commanded him a small mitzvah. V'Avar Alen, he was over on it. What does the Gemara mean to say? That there was only me, Hashem, and Adam. So he was the only one commanded, and I gave him a direct command. I didn't give it through an intermediary. So when a king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malach HaMelachim, himself gives only one person in the world this commandment, only to Adam Arishin, and if there are many people who are commanded and one doesn't do it, it's not such a blatant violation against the king. But when there's only one person who's commanded and he himself doesn't keep it, so that's a total rejection of Hashem, and it was Hashem himself who commanded it to Adam, so therefore it was considered such a grave avera for which he was chayv misa. The Meforshim all asked, the Ramban asked on Chumash, B'yoyim acholchem yimena mois Thomas, on the day that you will eat from the eitz of das, you will die. And yet we find that Adam Arishon lived for 930 years. He was supposed to live 1,000 years. He gave 70 years to David HaMelech, but he lived 930. And Hashem said, on the day you eat from it, you'll die. So there are various terutz, and one terutz is that Misa process began on that day. And thereafter, every day that Adam lived, it was another day closer to death. Or that Elif Shonim Beinech Kiyoyim Esmol, in the eyes of Hashem, 1,000 years is like one day. So he was telling Adam that you're going to die before 1,000 years are up, which is a day in the eyes of Hashem. And finally, there is a teretz on a Medrash Pliya. The Medrash Pliya says, from Adam Harishon we learn that Shluchai Shal Adam Kemoise, that the whole incident with the Gan Eden, when he was sent out of it, from here we learn Shluchai Shalom Kemoise. And the question is, Shluchai Shalom Kemoise, the simple meaning is that the messenger of a person, his shliach, is kamaisa, is like the person himself. How do we see that from the incident of the Gan Eden with Adam Arishon? The answer is, one question answers the other question. Where did Adam die on the day that he was sent away from Gan Eden? The answer is, that's what the Medrash means. Not like it's normally understood, Shluchai Shalom Kemoisei, but rather, Shluchai Shalom, when Adam was sent away from Gan Eden, Kemoisei, to leave such a beautiful place like the Gan Eden, that was Kemoisei, like his death. When Hashem said, B'yoyim HaChalchem Menem Moish Thomas, he meant, you'll be sent away from Gan Eden, that itself will be considered Kemoisei, like his death. And why did he deserve it? That's what the Gemara just explained. Amrulei, said Malach Hesheres, continues the Gemara, said to Hashem, V'aloi Moish V'aron Shekimu Kol Tar Kulu Mesu, you made Misa to Moish V'aron, and they kept the whole Torah, and they also died. Amrulei Lehu, so Hashem said to the Malach Hesheres, Mikra Echa L'Tzadik L'Rasha, there's one experience, there is one event of death that happens, I have to do it to the Tzadikim. Also, even though Moish V'aron didn't deserve it, L'Toiv, it goes to the good, L'Ra, I don't distinguish between one person and another. So in other words, that the Malach HaShores were correct, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not do an aver, they didn't deserve to die, but Hashem gives that punishment to everybody. So the question is, on Rav Ami said, Ein Misa B'loi Chet, and here we see that Moshe Aaron died, even though they didn't do a Chet. The Gemara answers, Hu Dama, Rav Ami will answer, he holds, Ki Hai Tana, like this Tana, this Tani we learned in a Brisa, Rav Shimon, Allah's a Reimer, Af Moshe Aaron B'chet HaMesu, Moshe Aaron also died with their own Chet, Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Yan Le'amantavi, Lagdi Sheni, when you hit the rock, Moshe, you didn't have a moon in me to sanctify my name. You should have spoken to the rock. If you would have had total emunah in Hashem, your time would not have come to leave this world. You would not have died. So this fits in with what Rav Ami said. Ein misa b'loi chet. They did do an aver Moshe, and that's why Moshe Aaron deserved to die. Meisvei, the Gemara asks another question on Rav Ami. Arba meisvei b'tishal nachash. There's four people who died because Rashi says itre means the advice, the eitz of the nachash that he corrupted Chava and had her eat from the eitz hadas, and anybody who dies, even without an aveira, it's because Misa was nigzer, it was decreed on the world, and therefore even people who don't do aveiras, they have to die also. The Eluen, who are those four people who didn't do an aveira, and yet they died because of Itri Shal Nachash? They are Binyamin Ben Yaakov, V'Amram, Avi Moshe, the father of Moshe, V'Yisha, Avi David, and Yisha, the father of David, V'Chilov, Ben David, and Chilov, the son of David, the Gilyan Ashasar of Kivegar on the side, brings some other opinions. The Zohar brings down that Valdo Yeshua loymeis elabitri the Nachash. Yeshua, according to the Zohar, died only because of the Nachash. And then he also brings another Chazal that there were three that left this world because of Itri Shel Nachash. Amram Levi Binyamin, the Istamri Af Yishai. So according to that Zohar, there is a new person who we didn't have an argument for, and that is Levi. It continues the Gemara. V'chulu Gemara, Labarmi Yishai, Avi David, the Mefarsh Bekra. All four people that we have listed here in the Bavli, in our Gemara, we know it from a Gemara. It's an oral tradition. And except for one, that is Yishai Avi David, that we see it in the Pasuk, B'chsev. Where do we see that Yishai, the father of David, only died because of the Nachash? Because the Pasuk says, Amasha, son of Shalom, Avshalom placed Amasha, Tachas Yoav instead of Yoav, Sarat Tzavah, to be the general over the army. V'Amasha ben Ish, he was the son of a man, Ushma Yisraeli, his father's name was Yisraeli, Asher Bor al Avigail, he had relations with Avigail. And who was Avigail? Bas Nachash, she was the daughter of Nachash. Achos Tzruya, she was the sister of Tzruya. Aim Yoav, Tzruya was the mother of Yoav, that's why he's called Yoav ben Tzruya. The Gemara asks, "V'chibas Nachash Avoy, was Avigail the daughter of Nachash? V'aloi bas Yishai Avoy, she was the daughter of Yishai, d'chsev." The pasuk says in Shmuel, "V'achyseim, the sisters of the sons of Yishai were Tzruya v'Avigail. They were Tzruya v'Avigail." So we see Avigail is the daughter of Yishai, and here it says she is a daughter of Nachash. Ella, of course, she was the daughter of Yishai. But bas mi shemeis b'tishon Nachash. That was like a nickname of a complimentary nickname of Yishai, that he was compared to the Nachash, meaning that he died because of the advice of the Nachash. So we see beferish in the pasuk that Yishai Avi David was a tzaddik gomer, never did a ched, he only had to die because of the Nachash. So now, money, who is this Brisa going like? Ilei Matana de Malachi Asharas, if it's going like the Tana of the Malachi Asharas, of the Brisa of Malachi Asharas, that the Malachi Asharas said that Moshe Aaron did not do any Aveira, why do they deserve to die? Va'ikim Moshe Aaron. So why do you tell me there's only four who died? There's really six. You have Moshe Aaron also. So obviously this Brisa cannot go like the Tana of the Malachi Asharas Brisa. Elulav, it must be going like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said that no, Yan Leaman to be like Dushani, that Moshe Aaron did do an Aveira. And that's why there are not six, there's only four. But Rav Shimon ben Elazar also agrees that there are four. So therefore it comes out that all the Tanoim that we have are of the opinion that either four people died, or six people died. But it could happen, Ushma Mina says the Gemara, Yesh Misa B'Leichet. There is Misa without Chet, V'yesh Yisurim B'lo Yoven, U'tiyufta Ravami Tiyufta. From here will be Akash and Ravami, who said, Ein Misa B'lo Chet. From here we see there's at least four people or six people that died without an Aveira. So therefore, this slugs up Ravami. Ravami has a question that he can't answer, and the Gemara's Maskana is that Yesh Misa B'lo Chet and Yesh Yisurim B'lo Yoven. Toisus points out, the second Toisus, Shema Mina, points out that the Gemara only brought a proof that Yesh Misa B'lo Chet. The Gemara didn't bring a proof that Yesh Yisurim B'loi Avoin. But apparently the two are linked together, and once we have refuted Rav Ami from the first premise of Yesh Misa, of Ein Misa B'loi Chet, we also refute him from Ein Yisurim B'loi Avoin. The top Tosfos asks, there's a pasuk in Kehelas, Ki Adam Ein Tzadik Boretz Asher Yaseh Tov LeYechto. There's no tzadik who doesn't do something wrong. And here it says four people lived that never did a thing wrong in their lives. Tosfos answers, Beroiv B'nei Adam Kamar, that the Ein, Ki Adam Ein Tzadik Boretz, means most people. Reb Kiva Eger in Gilyon HaShas in Brachas of Hamid Beis says that Tosfos over there, he has a steer from the Tosfos there in Brachas, because Tosfos says that we're not gairus in the Gemara there that ein adam zoich l'shtei shulchanos, that not every person can get olam hazeh and olam haba, because Rebbe did get olam hazeh and olam haba. We have to say lav kol adam zoich l'shtei shulchanos, not everybody can have two tables, but there were some people. But the word ein, according to Tosfos and Brachas, means 100% no one. That's why Tosfos says we can't be goyrised, because Rebbe did have two shulchanos. And here Tosfos says ein means roiv, says Stir and Tyson. Rav Shaval in his Sefer on Rav Kiva Eger, the Mishnah's Rav Kiva Eger, responds that there's a difference between Lashon Chazal and Lashon Mikra. The Ein Echanami in the Lashon of Chazal, Ein means 100%. And here, where we're speaking about Kehelis, it's a Pasuk, Divrei Chachamim is Lechud and Divrei Torah Lechud, that in the Divrei Torah of Kehelis, there, Tosfos says, Ein means only a majority. Continues the Gemara. Amar Shmuel ben Nechmeni, Amar Rabbi Yehudinson. Kala Oymer Reuven Chata Ein Ala Torah. Whoever says that Reuven did an Aveira by living together with Bila the Pelegish of his father Yaakov, as it would seem in the pasuk which says Vayishkav es Bila Pelegish Aviv, he is making a mistake. Shenamer, because the pasuk, as Rashi explains here, right away tells you you shouldn't be chayshid. In the very pasuk where it says that he lived with the Pelegish Bila, it says Vayub Shenamer Vayub Bnei Yaakov Shnayim Aser, that there were 12 sons of Bnei Yaakov. Why is the pasuk telling you here that there were 12 sons of Yaakov? Malamed Shekulon Shkulim Kachas, that they were all equal one to the other. That's why the pasuk is stressing that there's still 12, even though it says that Reuven had relations with the Pelegish of his father. Elaman Imekayim, if that is so, if he was a tzaddik and he didn't do this Aveira, what does it mean in the Pasuk? Vayishkev es Bila Pelegish Aviv, Melame Destivsha Shebilbo Mitzvah Shal Aviv, that he disturbed the bed of his father. Umalo Olav HaKosav Kilu Shachav Ima, because as Rashi points out, the minig of Yaakov was that whenever he would see the Shechina in there was a bed always by each of his four wives for the Shechina, and if he would see the Shechina on that bed, that is the tent in which he would live for during that evening. And what Reuven did was that he, as the Gemara will explain, that he took the bed that was in the Oihel of the bed for Yaakov that was in the oil of Bilhah, and he transferred it to his mother's tent, the oil of Leah. Since he did that, ma'alav akasav kiilu shachavimah, it's as if he had relations with Bilhah, but in fact he did not. Tanya, we learned in a brayser of Shimon Elazar, I remember mutzal oisat tzadik ma'oisavin, that Reuven was saved from that avera, which appears to be in the Torah that he lived with Bilhah. V'loy bo ma'asazeh liyodoy, and this event never happened to him. Why? Efshur asid zari lamed al har evil. There were six of the shvatim that were by har evil, who were giving klolus to klal yisrael if people would be over on certain averus. And one of them was Shevet Reuven. Is it possible that Hashem would designate Shevet Reuven, whose leader Reuven was over on this very thing? Would they curse Veloimer and say, Orur Shaykh of Imashus of it, cursed is the one who lives with his father's wife, which is exactly what it seems that Reuven did. Hashem would never, V'yavi chetzel yadai, and he himself, Reuven, they're cursing out the person who does it, and Reuven, from where they come from, the Shevet from where they come from, he himself, Reuven, was over on this Avera? Can't be. Alamani Mekayim. What do I fulfill with the Pasuk? V'yishkev es bila pelagish aviv. It means, Elboin imoy tave. He demanded the embarrassment of his mother. Omar, im achais imoy tzara. If Rachel, who is the sister of my mother, she was a rival to my mother, Leimi, Haisatzar Leimi, Shifchas Achais Imi, the maid of these my mother's sister, she also Tetzar Leimi, she also should be a rival to my mother. That can't be. I can't stand by and see that Yaakov is going to be together with my mother's sister's maid. Amadu Bilblasa Mitzah, as Mitzah, he was Mevalbil her bed. Meaning that according to Reuven, Leah had the right to have Yaakov's bed with her. So that's what the Gemara means. He was mevalbel Leah's bed. He disturbed Leah's bed. Acher moimrim shtei mitzoyis bilbol, that he disturbed two beds. Achashal shchina. One was from the shchina of Achashal Av, and one was from his father. How do we see that there were two beds that he disturbed? V'hayna d'chsev oz chilalta, you were mechalel, you desecrated yitzue olo, al tikri yitzue. Yitzui, don't read my bed, ele yitzuai, the plural beds. Rashi apparently did not have this girsa, because according to this girsa, it's doubled in Lashon Rabbim. Beds refers one to Hashem and one to Yaakov. So Rashi says different, two different pshatim, because apparently he didn't have this girsa. One pshat he says is that the name, since it doesn't say Yitzui Olisa, you went up on my bed, Reuven, but rather Yitzui Ola, he went up, that means that name that used to go on the bed, which is Hashem, that name, you, the Shechina, that you, what you desecrated. And another pshat, says Rashi, that until the oil moyed was built, the Shechina, where was the Shechina? There was no Mishkan, no Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina was Mitzuya, Ba'olei Tzadikim. So Mimela, that's what it means, you desecrated Yitzuei Allah, you desecrated the bed of Hashem as well. Kitanoi, it's a machlokes tanoim, whether in fact Reuven did this avera as the pasuk seems to indicate clearly, or he did not do the avera. As Rashi points out, the first two mandriyamrim here believe that he did, and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar Medoy, the second two opinions, they believe that he did not do the avera. Pachas Kamayim Al Toysar. So we're going to use the word Pachas as an acronym. Pachas Kamayim, you were impetuous, you worked quickly, hastily, like water, Al Toysar, and therefore you do not deserve to be the head, the foremost one, the Bechor amongst Kal Yisrael. Lazar Aymer, Pazza, you acted quickly. Chafta, the pay of Pachas stands for Pazza, the Ches for Chafta, you were guilty, you were Chayiv, and also Zalta, you belittled the covet of Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Shuaimer, pay stands for Pasat al Das, you stepped on the law, the din. Chatasa, you sinned, and Zanisa, and you had illicit relationships. Rav Gamliel Eimer, he defends Reuven. That Pacha stands for something else. Pilalta, you davened. And also chalta, like Rashi says in the word vaychal Moshe, you also asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should not do this avera. Zorcha tefilascha, and your tefillah shone forth. That's what the word pachas stands for. Amrun Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said, adayin shrichman l'moidoi. We still need Rabbi Lezer Moidoi. In other words, because according to my pshat, says Rabbi Gamliel, maybe he davened after he did the aver. But from Rabbi Lezer Moidoi, we see clearly that he davened before he did, and he never did the aver. Rabbi Lezer Moidoi Omer that hafaychas atev v'darsha, change the word pachas around and start from the Zion and ches, and then go to the pei. What does the Zion stand for? That ziazato, that you were trembling, you didn't want to do the avera, and now the letter hey and ches are interchangeable, and therefore he darshins here tata, you drew back from doing the avera, and now the pay is porcha chet mucha, the chet flew away from you, he did not do the avera. Rava Omar v'amir lo Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba zacharta oin sheshel davar. The Zion stands for, again we're inverting the word and we're going to Zion ches pei. Zachart, Zion, zacharta oin sheshel davar. You remember the oinish for this avera. Chalis ches, chalis atzmo chaligol. You cause yourself great sickness by not doing the avera. And finally pei pirash malachta, you separate yourself from sin. Now the Gemara goes through a few mandiyamrim who, a few people in Tanakh who seem to have done avers and in fact they didn't. Reuven we already discussed. And now the next Gemara is going to discuss B'nai Eli, and later on the next stuff we're going to discuss B'nai Shmuel, David, Shloima, and Yoyish. Amar Rav Shmuel Baruch Menor in the Amar Rav Yonison, Kalaimar B'nai Eli, Chatu, Ein Ala Toyo. Whoever says B'nai Eli sinned, Chafni and Pinchas, that they sinned, it seems to say that they had relations with strange women, he is making a mistake. Shenemar, Visham Shnei B'nai Eli, Amarayim Brisrali Kim, and who are those two sons of Eli? Chafni and Pinchas, Kahanim Lashem. Savor lo k'Rav. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani holds like Rav. D'amar Rav. Rav is going to say in a few lines in the Gemara further, Pinchas loichata, that we learn from a pasuk, as we'll see in the Gemara in a few lines, that Pinchas did not do an avera. So since it puts Chafni and Pinchas Kahanim Lashem together, makish Chafni lo Pinchas. Ma Pinchas loichata, af Chafni loichata. El amani makam asher yishkvun es hanashim. It says that they lived together with the women. No, they didn't live with them, but metach shesho es kinean. They used to make, as Rashi explains, problems, anybody who brought a korban had to give them some meat first. And it took a long time to bring the korban. And when these women who were either had given birth or they were zavois and they had to bring their nests of birds as a korban, and they didn't know whether Chafni and Pinchas had been makar of these korbanos, so they had to stay overnight and make sure that Chafni and Pinchas were makar of the korban. Shalei holcho etz balein, they didn't go back to their husbands that evening. So malaleim, they stopped their husbands from the mitzvah pruvu, malalena kosef kilu shachum, so the Torah considers it as if that Chafni and Pinchas had relations, in fact they did not, according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Gufo Amra Pinchas, Amra Rav, Rav says, as we learned before, Pinchas loichata, Rav's of the opinion that Pinchas did not sin. Shenemar, how do I know that Pinchas didn't sin? It says, v'achya ben achito v'achi ikavoid, he was the brother of ikavoid, and who the son ben Pinchas, ben Eli HaKoyin, he gives the whole yichas back to Eli HaKoyin. After chet bol yodoi, if Pinchas had done an aver of akosam yachsoi, so the pasuk would have given Achitov a yichus of this evil Pinchas. We see beferish that would be impossible. Why? V'aloi kvar nemar yichus Hashem l'ish asher yasenu, a person who lives, Rashi says, with a shiksa, and who would then, if somebody lives with an ashes ish, Hashem will cause that he will not be able to have yichus. It will be cut off. Air voina, he won't have anybody who is alert or someone who's going to answer questions, me'ol Yaakov, from the tents of Yaakov, umagis mincha l'Hashem, or bring close a mincha to Hashem. What does this mean? In Yisroelu, if he's a Yisroelu, yuloi er b'chacham, he won't have an alert Talmud Chacham amongst the Chachamim. V'loi ayin b'talmidim, and in the Ole Yaakov in the Beis Medrash, he won't have someone to answer the Talmidim. V'im koyin hu, and if he's a koyin, lo yuloi ben magis mincha, he won't have a son who will bring a mincha. So we see clearly that if Pinchas had done a chet, such as living with an Asus ish, he wouldn't have descendants who would be magis mincha. And here he has descendant Achya and a yichas back to Pinchas. El Lashmami, not Pinchas Leichata. It can't be that he actually lived with an Asus ish. The Gemara asks Elohok Siva Sheyishkevun. It says that they lived with the Asus ish, plural, which would mean Pinchas also. Yishkov and Ksiv. No, only one. In other words, Rav is of the opinion that Pinchas didn't live with an Eish Ish, but Chofni did. The Gemara before Rav Shmuel Ben Nachmeini held that if I say that Pinchas didn't live with an Eish Ish, and it puts Chofni and Pinchas together, both really didn't live with an Eish Ish. They were only Mevazah the Kachim, and they caused a lack of Puruvu, and it was as if they had lived with the Eish Ish. But Rav Shmuel Ben Nachmeini holds that both Pinchas and Chofni did not live with an Eish Ish. However, according to the Gemara now, according to Rav, Pinchas did not. However, Yishkov and Ksiv, it's only one, singular. And who was the singular one? That was Chofni. He did live with an Eish Ish. Voksiv, Eli said to them, the entire Pasuk is, Al Banai, don't do this, my sons. It's not good what I heard, that Mavirim Am Hashem. The simple meaning would be that you're causing averus to the Am Hashem. So it says, Al Bonoi, don't do this, my sons, plural. Kiloi Toiva Shmua, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Bini Ksiv, the Ksiv, the way it's written without the Nekudos, is Bini, my son, referring to Chofni. Iva Ksiv Mavirim, plural, that they're causing the Bnei Yisrael to do averus. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Hunar Rav Shua, Mavirom Ksiv, that it's written without a Yud after the Reish, it's a singular Voksiv, Bnei Blial, they're both the evil children. It means, Mitar Sharlil Pinchas Limchis since Pinchas should have been Maicha to Chofni, and he did not. Chofni was, in fact, according to Rav, was being over the aver of Eish, living with an Eish Ish, and Pinchas didn't rebuke him. It's considered as if Pinchas did it also. The Rashi over here tells us that if you look in Chumash, the word Mavirum is not written that way. It's written with a Yud after the Reish. So Rashi says we're going to have a steerer between the Gemara and the Masorah, the way the words are written in the Chumash. That can't be. So we're not Goyris this exchange, and in fact Rashi says it doesn't matter that it's plural Mavirim, because the word Mavirim does not mean that Chofni and Pinchas caused Klal Yisrael to do Averis, but rather we understand the Pasuk says Rashi that Al Bonai Loi Kiloi Toiva Shmua Asher Anochi Shemea Mavirim Am Hashem, I don't hear good news about you, like Rashi says from the word Vayaviru Kol Bamachne, the people are spreading rumors about you. That it doesn't mean that you're causing them to do averis. It means the is spreading mavirim. They're spreading bad rumors about you that you're doing all these kinds of averis. So it has nothing to do with a plural that Chofni and Pinchas both did averis to corrupt Klal Yisrael. Tosfos brings the same ha'or as Rashi, and Tosfos hashash shalonu choylik al swarm shalonu. So Tosfos doesn't say you're not gairus. Tosfos says, in fact, it's a machloikis between the Shas Ba Nunhei Yamid Beis in Shabbos versus the Masorah, and Reb Kiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas brings many, many such instances throughout the entire Shas where there is a stira or a machlokas between the Shas and the Masorah Ayin Shem.